just give them a cap, which is basically saying speak only if the in an emergency or something. If the plane is going down, then you talk to me.
Talk to me. Yeah.
Then also don't.
Because marne to wale.
Because now, if I was not willing to give you a seat, you think I will help you with food?
Oxygen mask.
Or oxygen mask. No, I mean, I am a survivor. Very selfish survivor. You are my food after this plane goes down.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, welcome back everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Wow, we are on the other side.
Yes, Keshav, any lessons for the new year you want to share with listeners?
No, man. It's happened many times in the past, but I don't seem to be learning lessons. Not here for learning lessons. Here for the experience.
So if listeners have any resolutions they'd like to share with us, please let us know.
No? Yeah, send us audio notes or something like that, you know.
Yeah, yes. And Keshav, we'll jump right in, okay?
Yep.
Because New Year festivities are still happening and we both have places to be, you know, like we have our social calendars are busy this time of the year. So
it's a buzz.
Yeah. Okay, so headline reads, okay? Yes. And Keshav, great find. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Headline reads, man refusing to swap seats with pregnant woman on airplane praised online. Yeah.
Very cool, because it's like a flip in the story, you know. First part, you're like, oh, okay, man refuses to switch seats means ha.
Oh.
But then the flip is, he was praised online. Now I'm curious.
Yes. So, a man has been praised online for refusing to swap seats with a pregnant woman on an airplane. In a post shared on Reddit, a man explained that he was flying solo to visit family over the holidays and carefully selected an aisle seat that was next to the bathroom. Right before boarding, a woman asked me to give up my seat so she could sit closer to the bathroom. She was pregnant but did not seem distressed, he wrote. Now, he then explained that he paid extra because he has a medical issue that sometimes requires quick access to the bathroom. Because of this, he wasn't willing to change his seating arrangements, he said, okay? And in quotes, I did not feel it was fair to demand I move from the seat I planned for and paid for, especially since she apparently had not booked an aisle seat herself in advance, he wrote. Now, this social media user also claimed that the flight attendants didn't try to help resolve the issue and there weren't any empty aisle seats that could facilitate the pregnant woman's request. He concluded by stating that his family backed the woman as they felt that he should have inconvenienced himself. Now, So this is, I think, what was posted online, okay? And then there were like multiple opinions. It was Reddit. So there was a post and there were multiple opinions on the post that other users had. Right. Now, since being shared, the Reddit post has accumulated more than 15,000 upvotes. In the comment section, users praised the man for keeping his seat since he made specific accommodations before the flight.
Right.
Then some people said she should have booked another seat she wanted herself or not gone on the flight. Seems she just assumed she wouldn't have to pay for it since some sucker was going to move. The flight attendants are at fault for not mediating. At some point, they should have told her to go back to her seat, wrote one user.
So eventually did he give her the seat? No, right?
No, it seems like he did not.
He did not. So he held his own, which is commendable, right?
Yeah.
Because it's an unpopular opinion to have.
Yes.
But it's quite another to act, to actually, what's the, execute an unpopular opinion.
Mm.
Like, we can sit here and have this unpopular opinion. I can easily say this.
Mm.
But I don't know if I'll be able to follow through. Even if I'd bought the seat, I would have, I think...
Yeah. Caved. I think the added layer is, it is a pregnant woman. Say if it was a regular woman, okay? Like, say, a non-pregnant woman.
Yeah, yeah.
What is a regular woman?
Yeah, like, yeah.
So...
We know what we mean, and so, there's no malice. It's whatever. It's regular, not regular.
Yeah, so I think great point. You know, you said that executing it is difficult. And I feel what made it trickier for him is it was a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
That adds a layer of, I think, thick-skinnedness to ignore.
Yeah.
Firstly, it's a woman. Flight. Secondly, she's pregnant. Yeah, yeah. Now, a story time, okay? So, yes. I'll tell you, and I don't know where I stand on this, okay? But I'll tell you why. So, if I was in the guy's shoes, I would have given my seat. No doubt about it. So, we were coming back. We had gone for a short pilgrimage, okay? And this is an overnight train journey from Mumbai.
Right.
You take like a, I think... 10:30, 11 p.m. train, we were coming back. I remember we were coming back to Mumbai. And at around 7 or so in the morning, 7, 8 o'clock, you reach Mumbai.
Right.
Now, this was when Nafu was maybe 6 months, 7 months old. Okay.
Yeah. And so, Nafu, for our newer listeners, Nafu is Hussain's little daughter.
Yes. And she was about 6 months then, okay?
Right.
So, and we, first-time parents, so we were very, very nervous also because it was an overnight train. And this journey, you know, it's always very difficult to get tickets.
Right.
So, we had gotten alag-alag, we had not gotten seats together, sleepers all together. Like, one person was side upper, one person was... you know, lower, one was on the top tier, all of that. It was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we entered, it was, I think, around 10:30, 11 at night. And the side lower, okay, so we wanted at least one lower so that Sakina, who's my wife, could sit there with Nafu. Because we didn't, it was very risky to keep a child, a six-month-old baby, on a higher
birth,
right? And there was this guy, exactly, you know, this mid-30s-ish guy. He looked like he was coming back from work because he was formally dressed. And I asked him, okay, please can you, if you don't mind, we have a small baby with us. Please can you give us your birth and you just have to shift up. Because, and he was just chilling, okay? He was watching a video on his mobile phone. Earphones in, mobile phone on, and snacking on chana or something like that. Like, he was only chilling. And he flatly refused, and he went back to his video.
Right.
Okay, there was, and you can't do anything, no? All you can say is that, okay, thank you.
It's a request. You ask and you have to be prepared to, you don't know what is going to come on the other side.
Yeah.
It's just that 99.9% of the times it's a yes.
Yes.
So the no can be shocking.
Yeah, and I, you know, a part of me, because also we were dressed in our traditional attire.
Oh, right. Got it. So you were wearing it's like the other person can almost sense that okay, these people are not Hindu or they are.
Exactly. A part of me thinks that it was
where did you board from? What was the boarding city?
This was Burhanpur.
Burhanpur. It's
which
an
is
MP?
An MP, yeah. So a part of me, I may be wrong, but I think that, you know, he just saw that and he had decided that I am not going
I think he had a preconceived notion before you guys had even made conversation.
Yeah. So we were all very, you know, disappointed, shocked. And we had to, like, Sakina had to sleep with Nafu on the top berth.
Wow.
And, like, obviously, I did not sleep the whole journey. She also hardly slept. Because, you know, you get so tired that after a point, you will sleep. And what will happen, how the baby will turn and move in that much time is unpredictable.
Yeah. So, you know, it's surprising because, you know, you guys were so many people and he still had the nerve to...
Yeah.
Nerve is the wrong word, but it's a very firm stand to take. Because after that, he's made it uncomfortable for the rest of the journey for everybody.
But that's the thing. He was least bothered. He was not at all. He continued eating his chana, watching his movie. And, you know, it's not like he had any need. He did not use the washroom too many times. I think maximum once. So he was just sitting there and chilling, having the time of his life, not bothered about being a good person or whatever. And that taught me a very, very important lesson.
Okay. Tell me.
I was angry.
Because this is a good... I'm sure it can make you angry. Because you don't know, right? You wonder then, is this... because you feel two things. You're feeling discriminated. And you're feeling the hate.
Yeah, so you know that I'm not going to, like, I'm not dwelling on the fact that we were dressed a certain way and we are a certain religion, which is why he did that. I kind of believe he was the person who may have done it to
anybody.
He seemed like that kind of a person, you know.
Future Khadus old man.
Already Khadus.
Just an old man residing in a young man's body.
So that is my, or, you know, maybe he was, he like just did this commute very regularly and now
that's
this
a traveling become... salesman kind of person. Ha. Who's very jaded.
So
to
he
the demands
gave off...
of families and stuff.
Yes. So he gave off that kind of vibe. So I didn't dwell on that, array we were discriminated against and all. I just was, I learned a lesson that, you know, people will say no. Even if you have a child and even if you have a genuine need, people will say no. So I would never now put myself in a situation where I have to ask someone for a favor if I'm traveling with a small child and all of that. Now we prepare accordingly.
I have been in the exact opposite situation. I have been asked and I have refused.
Wow. So you've been this guy, but without the irritable bowel syndrome.
No, so it was very different. It was, I thought it was a strange request. Like, So me and my brother were traveling by train, again overnight.
Okay.
Boarding around 8 p.m. Maybe an hour or two of unwinding, eating, and then sleeping. Morning you wake up, it's your destination.
Okay.
So my dad's village to Bangalore, overnight train.
Okay.
Now, we have two seats in the middle part of the train, the main part of the train. There is a family with two kids, both around 5-6 years old. Father, mother, two kids. So they wanted to, they had one seat here and one seat there.
Okay.
And they wanted to kind of sit together in here, which meant that we would have to take the side berth and it was right next to the door. So I kind of flatly refused, saying, I don't want to sit next to the door. Their logic was, we as a family can sit together. I'm like, it's just sleeping time. Besides, you have two kids. The two kids can sleep together on the small side berth, which will make more sense. They are three berths.
Okay.
They are three berths. So the two kids can sleep on a small side berth, it will be okay. Leg ka problem nahi hoga. I'll go sleep on the side berth, it's uncomfortable for me. So I had enough reasons.
And how did the conversation go? Like,
but the minute I said no, they sulked. They sulked. Now, I didn't know how to fix it after that.
Sulked means their facial expression or they
changed,
started mumbling?
They just suddenly became unfriendly.
Okay.
One or two comments about these people, whatever. Like, it was just became very cold and I was like, okay, let's just reach bedtime quickly so we can sleep it off.
Okay.
And that was it. Like, you're just waiting for lights to go out.
Okay. So, you didn't give the seat, basically?
No, I didn't.
I thought there's a twist coming where
no, I didn't because see, it's okay. Not like see, your situation was different. The pregnant lady's situation is different.
Mm.
This situation is just basically saying we want me time for an extra half an hour.
Yeah.
Before bedtime.
Mm.
I'm like, no.
Mm.
Because if you had asked the opposite, which is, can we spend our time here together till and sleeping,
then,
and then can you switch? I would have gladly said yes.
Ah.
Because that logic adds up.
Okay.
You're using this emotional thing of we want to be as a family together here and then take my birth. That's
and they are giving you a shittier birth.
Shittier birth.
Yeah.
So you're ruining my sleep so that you can enjoy family time together. That means there is no logic in that demand only. If you had said, okay, fine, I want to sit with my family together till you guys go to sleep, can we all sit here? Gladly I would have offered.
Okay.
That's not a big deal. Because me and my brother are single in that situation,
yeah,
right? We don't
yeah.
have families yeah. with us at that moment, whatever.
Mm.
So you would do that. But you were trying to be too chalu about it. Ye bhi chahiye, wo bhi chahiye. To tumko dono nahi milega.
Man, so that's what I mean. You know, this story, my story, your story.
Yeah.
It's so
finally,
subjective.
It's individuals in society
yeah.
who we bring our baggage. Baggage check in kar liya, but actually baggage is with us.
So that's why I'm saying I don't know if there is a
right
or wrong
and a
here.
Wrong. You know.
Mm.
It's really about the narrative. How
yeah.
you now in this story, this man has said, "Am I the asshole?"
Yeah.
That's his header, right? Which I'm guessing is a subreddit. If the woman wrote her story, this man would get picked up from his house and he'll lose his job.
Yeah, very likely.
You know, it's just that she has not made a big deal about it.
Yeah.
She's moved on with her life.
So, you know, Keshav, I feel like I'm sensing a solution, okay, to this problem. Because I'm sure in different modes of transport, in different cultures, this will keep on happening.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be a campaign by the airlines, by the train, IRCTC, all of these guys.
Right.
That there should be no shame in giving up your, in not giving up your seat that you've paid for. See,
there should be no shame in
not giving up. Huh? Because like you said, you know, if the woman would narrate her side of the story, this guy would be torn to shreds. Yeah.
Fully.
So what I'm saying is, if you have, I believe, okay, even in my case, the guy was not wrong. He was.
But was he polite?
No, he was very indifferent.
Indifferent,
he just
yeah.
wanted to watch his movie and eat his chana. You know, he did not care about. But still, I agree that he was not wrong. He paid for his seat. That was the seat allotted to him. He didn't want to give it up. Okay, that's
yeah.
cool. I would never want to be friends with such a person. But
yeah.
he was not wrong.
Yeah,
okay?
yeah. It's just friction that occurs when you travel. It's
yeah.
natural.
Yes, yes. So what I'm saying is, if there was a... Now, what happens in this situation is, I make a request and I get denied and I feel very bad and I feel hate for the person who denied the request. Okay.
Right.
So if there was some sort of education which said that if you make the request and someone says no, remember that it is their seat that they've paid for. So you cannot hate that person or...
I don't know if in India we need to make such...
I know. While I was saying it,
in
I
India,
realized...
we are like... This is like water off a duck's back. This is how we operate in our country. That's the best part.
Yeah.
No hurt if feelings.
So in this case, Keshav, I was actually... When we reached back home and I was kind of thinking about this whole situation... One thought came to my mind that should I have offered this man money and asked him that I'll pay you. Will you let me take your seat? Do you feel that would have... say, in my case, okay, because he did not have any medical issue, nothing. He seemed like he was generally indifferent.
Yeah.
Do you feel that would be a good approach?
I feel it is a 50-50 approach.
Okay.
Because it's a gamble.
Hmm.
It's a straight up gamble. It's like it can click. For all you know, he might be like, yeah, okay, cool, sure, you know. He might be a very rational, unemotional person. But let's say, you know, if his wiring is slightly also off with respect to money and power and privilege or religion or any of these combination of things that you said is potentially visible here, then it's dangerous. Then it can really escalate into something very bad.
So let me ask you, in your case, okay, if that family would have offered to pay you,
what? Bapre. Bapre. I would have politely said no, but I would have, in my head, I would have gone like, wow, what is wrong with you?
No, what if it was a decent sum? Say your ticket, for example, is 1,000 rupees.
No, not at all. No, sleep. At that point, you're willing to pay 2x for a good night's rest.
Oh, okay.
The premium is the good night's rest at that point. For everyone on that train, including the 10 other people who didn't get, who are on wait list or whatever, who are just lingering. So,
but don't you feel that everything has a value? Don't you feel like...
Yeah, to me sleep is very precious.
Okay, let me... I'm just trying to understand, okay? Yeah. Say if it was...
Like 10x. If you gave me a kidney for my old age, for example. You said, here's my kidney, you may need it someday. I'll be like, no.
Oh, that also you would say.
Because I don't know. For all you know, my kidney will work till I die. It's okay. Nahi chahiye. Tu rak. Now, I just want sleep.
Sleep. Okay. And no amount of monetary compensation would...
Somehow, I don't know. That is not an... That's... To me, that... It's like this, right? Somewhere, I feel like... Monetary compensation does not enter the picture only. The way I look at it.
That means you and I think very differently.
Yeah, so, the way I look at it is, this reminds me of that really famous quote, because I think this entire story sits on that quote. I don't know who it is. Was it Adam Smith?
I don't know. What
the
is
famous
it?
Economist, right? He said, it is not the kindness of the butcher and the baker. It is not from the benevolence of the butcher, the brewer or the baker that we expect our dinner. But from their regard to their own interest. Because it's very transactional in that moment. You're both traders, right? You have something, he has something.
Yeah.
So it's a transaction straight up. The commodity is whatever, the seat, the bed.
Yeah.
So because it's the opposite of commerce here. It starts with kindness. You're expecting, that's why I said it's the opposite of economics in this case, right? Of our capitalism, in the sense that you're touching, you're hoping to touch the chord of humanity or kindness there and say, this person will feel my troubles and be kind enough.
So in this case, that did not work.
That did not work, and hence that did not work. Or fuse ud chuka hai. You can't have a business deal once relations have soured.
No, I feel, in fact, that's the best way, best time to make a deal. No.
I feel a third party can enable that. You couldn't have.
Okay.
The same person cannot. So a third person can perhaps mediate or whatever. So however, maybe you relook at it, that maybe don't start with kindness.
Start
with money. Slap money on their face. Now that also is a gamble.
See, the thing, Keshav, the way I'm looking at it is, and I'm thinking from a selfish point of view, because there may be times in the future where I may need to do this, okay? Because
yeah, so I feel
If you start with kindness, the money offer still stands. You can still use the money offer.
If you start with kindness,
If you start
what
with
if
money,
the person is fair enough. Okay, you start with kindness. You start hoping for kindness or na bol diya. Then you say, how about money? Then what if that person is like, oh, you're trying to buy me or shame me or, you know, humiliate
me.
That's okay.
See, you have nothing to lose, no? Wo relationship already bigad gaya hai.
Haan, but fair enough. So what are you gaining by hearing a no again?
I'm betting on the chance that this person will at least do this for money, for monetary compensation.
But you know, there is a greater, the where I feel it is risky, you know.
It is risky, no doubt.
Yeah, we must underline the risk here.
Yeah.
In the first instance, there is zero assault or...
Yeah.
Nothing, right?
Huh.
In the second instance... There is a perceived humiliation. Like there is a there's potentially saying that you can be bought. It's a suggestion.
Okay.
And hence that can go anywhere.
Okay. So see, my assumption is that people are not going to resort to hatapai.
I think there is an ultimate weapon here, which I think we're ignoring.
Okay.
And, you know, the ultimate weapon is, I think, when you have a kid, no, what people forget is that there is kindness. Yes, you're asking them nicely. But don't forget that a person with a child, because a child is actually a shit maker.
So, Keshav, we are all shit makers.
We
a
are
child
all.
Is it?
A child is a handy, portable shit maker. We are not that handy. It's a very handy port. Like, you can point this child at someone and, you know, you can attack them with.
Projectile. Yeah.
So that is the risk you will not take. If I was in your place, maybe I would have accidentally dropped a diaper.
Mm. Yeah. And those thoughts occurred, you know.
There
I
you
lie.
Go. There you
Yeah. But... My ultimate thinking was that, see, this guy is not doing anything wrong. He should not be punished
for... He should not be penalized for
Penalized for if he's not done wrong.
Yeah.
So that was my kind of guiding
principle. Now, coming back to our man on the flight.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that man? Now that you say that, okay, he need not have been penalized. This guy naturally wasn't penalized. If anything, he was celebrated on the internet. That part... How is it sitting with you? Because I'm a little unsure about the part that he was celebrated online.
So, I feel he was celebrated, you know, like you pointed out in the beginning. It takes guts to actually execute this.
Right.
And see, I feel like if I'm sure you had diarrhea, okay? I remember that you once had diarrhea because you had some buffet in Sri Lanka or Colombo.
Oh my God,
it
was a flight diarrhea.
Yeah. So you've been, okay,
you flight diarrhea is the, I will not wish it upon my worst enemy. And I had a window seat.
Oh man. I feel like that man was past the threshold or probably traveling on these flights, push him past the threshold where... His proximity to the toilet is of primary importance to him and he does not care about seeming nice or being kind or whatever.
Yeah.
And that is okay. He planned for it. He paid for it. So I definitely think he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel, Keshav, do you think, you know, some sort of sticker or some sort of messaging. I feel whenever you board a flight, no, whenever you occupy a seat, there should be some sort of signage which shows that this is a kind of this person or me as a person, I'm not willing to move from this seat, come what may.
I think that's a very good idea.
No?
I think a cap can also do that trick.
A cap.
Just give them a cap which is basically saying speak only if the in an emergency or something. If the plane is down, going down, then you talk to me.
Talk to me, yeah.
Then also don't.
Because marne to wale.
Because now, if I was not willing to give you a seat, you think I will help you with food?
Oxygen mask.
Or oxygen mask. No, I mean, I am a survivor. Very selfish survivor. You are my food after this plane goes down.
So I think, what do we, to wrap, Keshav, how do we conclude? Do you feel a method for people to both sides? See, in the future, I'm sure listeners will maybe have to request and will also be requested.
Yeah.
So some sort of solution. I think as a requester, we have given them a solution. Start with kindness, expecting that they'll give you the seat. If not, make an offer for compensation.
Yeah, and that also, do it at your own risk.
I mean, absolutely.
Take it with a pinch of salt, because you know your personality type best.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not everybody can pull it off. Offer money. You know, you can't be me and tell a pregnant lady, I'll give you money for your seat.
But Keshav, that is the beauty of money, I feel. I feel like everyone has their price. If you find the right price, you will get what you want. I genuinely believe
that. But do you not feel that it is one of the toughest things to execute or pull off, what you're saying?
It is, but...
two strangers. I cannot fathom suggesting that we will arrive at this conclusion of...
Why not? Why? It's like you going to buy...
But certain things I feel are not on the shelf.
So that's what I'm saying. Everything is on the shelf.
No, that's what I'm saying, ki... Everything is not on the shelf is my opinion.
Okay.
Right. And that could be a block, limiting belief that I may have. So suddenly we've gone beyond the purview of this podcast.
I would encourage you to widen your...
I am really... I'm too scared to say, this is great, thank you, Hussein.
Let me give you an example, okay? Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Say, for whatever reason, I just assume, okay, you were the guy, I wanted your seat. And for whatever, usually I travel by car or by flight or whatever. For some reason, I've had to take this train. Okay. Money is of no consequence to me. Okay. And to get your seat, I tell you, I'll give you 10 lakhs. Just let me take your seat. Would you think about it?
No, man.
You would take the 10 lakhs?
Yeah.
That means your seat is on the shelf now.
Yeah, yeah. Even 1 lakh I would have agreed. But you don't know.
So my point remains that it is possible.
It is possible.
You have to gauge and you have to judge. See, for me as a requester, I have nothing to lose, no?
Yeah.
I've already heard a no.
Yeah.
Here I'm just trying one more shot.
Yeah.
Lagega to lagega.
So, you know, someday I'll be in your shoes, hopefully, where I'm traveling with a child and I have to ask.
Yeah.
And maybe then I'll see your point more clearly.
And I feel like the point I'm making, no, even if I was traveling without a child and for whatever reason I had the need, I would still arrive at the same conclusion.
Got it.
Because, see, I'm putting myself in the person who has the seat, in their shoes.
Right.
Okay. Mostly though, I would have agreed without anything. If there was a valid cause, say old person, child, medical emergency, whatever, I would have given it without anything. Now, if I had paid for it, okay.
Yeah.
And someone came
that
to
also
me
we agreed that we would have.
Yeah, no, if I would have paid for it and I would have initially said no. If, say, it was you, if it was a completely normal, able person and came and told me. So, here's the change, okay? If it was an able person who came and asked me for my seat and I've paid for it, I would say no.
Right.
I'm very clear about that. Now, if you would then offer me money, I will happily negotiate with you. I will listen to you. If I find the offer fair, I will happily give you money.
This is very insightful and it has opened up my brain.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because earlier I was like, everything is not on the shelf. Now I'm like, everything is for sale. I don't need to be slighted by it.
Yeah, why? You're...
Nothing. It is a commodity, that is it.
Everything is a commodity.
And in that moment, if you're making a trade, that doesn't make you a opportunist or a little person?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Man, this one limiting belief has changed. I feel like it's going to open new revenue streams in my life.
Wow.
Suddenly, I'm running a brothel in my house. I hope not, but just kidding.
But I have always, and you know, the thing is, I've seen, I think, enough of human behavior to start believing this. Like, yeah. I know this will work. Ultimately, it is a buy and sell. That is it. That's all humans do.
Matter of timing, yeah.
Yeah.
And the best part is today, you don't even have to make it vulgar. You don't have to throw money at someone's face.
G-pay
you just have
kar
to be
lo.
Like, QR code dikha do.
Yeah. It's so easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think. So, I think in the future, everybody should just get their tattoos. QR code scanned. Just simplify life.
On your ass cheek.
On your ass cheek, depending on you know which account you wanted to go in. Savings mein dalna hai left, current mein dalna hai right.
A forehead pe straight mutual fund mein invest ho jaye.
So recurring hai.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope
Thank
you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this first episode of the new year. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Happy New Year once again. We wish you all the best and all the success in
yes,
the new
in
year.
All your endeavors. May you thrive. Yeah. May you do well. May you make everyone proud.
Yeah. And you can follow us on Instagram and Spotify. Far From Fact. You can also contribute. Please, PayPal and UPI links are in
yes,
the show.
Yes, some New Year shagun will be nice.
Yeah. And last but not the least, Keshav, you can rate us on iTunes and
yes.
Spotify.
And you can also follow us on Spotify, which is super. We like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Bye, everyone. Thank you.